Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today, I will be chatting with Kelly France about one goal for 100 days. Super excited to jump into this conversation. You are listening to Creating Wellness from Within, a podcast devoted to helping you live your best life through self-care and wellness. In each episode, we strive to offer you actionable advice and tools to help you on your journey towards greater personal wellness. I am your host, Amy Zellmer. I am editor-in-chief of Midwest Yoga and Life magazine and author of the Chair Yoga Pocket Guide, available on Amazon. I am passionate about yoga, wellness, photography, travel, and all things glittery. You can learn more about me at creatingwellnessfromwithin.com. Today, my guest is Kelly France. And from food stamps to seven-figure mom boss of four, Kelly France is the host of the Fearless Girl podcast and Fearless Girl virtual book club and community. As the confidence queen, Kelly is helping women of all ages change their self-talk and increase their confidence. She recently released her first book, One Goal for 100 Days. Welcome, Kelly. So happy to have you here.
Hi, Amy. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the launch of your book.
Thank you.
Beautiful book. I was just talking before we start recording how much I love your book cover.
Yes, here it is.
Show it off.
All the pink and red.
Yes.
Those are brand colors and just favorite color in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really, I love the book cover. You know, we often think there has to be an image on a book cover. But yours is really like, I would totally pick that up if I saw it on a bookshelf in a bookstore. So good job.
Thank you.
So let's just kind of jump into what led you to this one goal in 100 days concept. I know you've done this challenge for a few years, but how did it kind of come to you?
So I went in 2020, I went to a virtual conference online via Zoom,
of course,
for work. And the keynote speaker, she talked about how she had always been scared and decided to challenge herself to face different fears every day for 100 days. Mm. And it, you know, she really spoke to me. She was just bubbly and high energy and wore bright lipstick like me. And we had similar vibes. And so I loved her speech, but one thing, and I loved, of course, I'm all about like facing your fears. That's what I talk about a lot on my Finally Fearless podcast. But, you know, one thing that really stood out to me was the concept of focusing on one thing for 100 days. For her, she did different things for 100 days, but just this idea of focusing on something for 100 days. And so a couple of my friends and I got to talking and texting back and forth about this concept. And they started sharing, like, I want to do family dinners for 100 days. And another friend said, well, I want to do some income producing activities for 100 days to help my business grow. And I loved these ideas. And I was like, well, I'm going to do no flour and sugar for 100 days. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I have a team of several women as well. And so when I heard the income producing activity idea, I was like, I should, you know, encourage my team to do this challenge as well. Like the idea of doing 100 days, because we know that we create a habit in 21 days, but I feel like you could really make some big changes and see some powerful results if you focus on one thing for 100 days. And so I shared this challenge with my team and they got excited about it. And then I was like, you know what? I should just share it with all of my followers on social media, because I'm all about empowering women and helping them gain more confidence. And I feel like this would definitely help them. And so I shared it. And the thing that was so incredible was just seeing all these women get so excited about just focusing on one simple thing for 100 days and taking the challenge and then accomplishing it for 100 days and seeing them not only grow in their confidence, but also inspire other people. You know, I had one girl who posted every day in her stories, like day one, day 10, day, you know, 52. And she said she had people stop her in the grocery store and be like, oh my gosh, I saw that you're, you know, doing this journey. And now I've decided I'm going to do it. And so it had this ripple effect that was really powerful and impactful. And so I think the reason I wanted to write the book was I had so many incredible stories of women that I wanted to share who had taken the challenge and done it. And it really impacted their lives and their families. And, you know, we had women who were doing 100 days of like family history and 100 days of no soda and 100 days of drinking more water, 100 days of walking, 100 days of cold plunges. We even had in the book, I have a teenager who did 100 days of making his bed. And so it's just cool to see these women and their families take the challenge and do it and see how it helped their confidence soar. And so I wanted people to hear these stories because they were so inspiring to me and I knew they would inspire others as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this concept of doing one thing for 100 days, like I went gluten-free, gosh, it's been almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of was like, okay, I'm just going to do it and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And fortunately for me, I really noticed in the first 2 weeks, like I could tell the difference that it made. So it made a lot easier to stick with it, right? Uh-huh. Where not everything is so immediate like that. But just having kind of that, okay, you could do anything for 100 days, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's 3 months, basically 3 months. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, so recently I had to have a tooth extraction at the dentist and I just have this incredible fear of the dentist. And I was like, it's just 60 minutes. I can do anything for 60 minutes, right? Yes. And I just kept telling myself that throughout the whole appointment. And it was like, okay, 15 minutes in, only 45 more minutes, right? And like, it really got me through that. And so I think this concept of just doing one thing for 100 days, and then, like you said, it only takes 21 days to really start building a habit. So at the end of 100 days, you've really developed and ingrained a habit.
Totally. Yeah. And that's really what it's all about, too, is like I kind of mentioned this in the book where you can't chase two rabbits and you can't chase two habits. Like it's really hard if you switch out the word habit, like the word goal for habit, that's really what you're trying to do when you create,
right.
When you want to accomplish a goal, you've got to obviously create some sort of habit to get there. And so often on like New Year's Day, January 1st, we're like, hey, I'm going to create 10 new habits. And it's like, slow down, girlfriend. Like that is very unrealistic to try to create like all these new habits. But if you focus on one new habit that you want to create, it can really have a ripple effect. And then there's so many people that are like, okay, I'm ready for the next round. I'm ready. You know, let's do it again and again, or let's do it longer. I've had people do it for like over a year, or people will switch it out. I've got this habit down. Now I'm going to add this new habit on the next one for the next 100 days. So, you are, like you said, creating these habits that then you can add to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm curious. So you had mentioned you did no sugar, no flour for 100 days. That's kind of two habits. I'm curious how that went for you. Cause I know, you know, when I went gluten-free, which is basically no flour, no wheat.
No flour. Yeah.
So I can't imagine having added sugar with that. I don't eat that much sugar. I know we probably all do, but like, I feel like now I could implement that because I'm almost 2 years into gluten-free. So I'm curious how that went for you.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was, I knew I'd read a book where it talked about how, you know, flour and sugar are kind of like addictive substances, kind of similar to cocaine. I mean, they're both like these powdery white addicting substances. And I was like, yeah, that like really hit home for me. And I kept getting migraines. So my why was really strong. I kept getting migraines. I wanted to try eliminating these things to try to eliminate migraines, or at least eliminate those, you know, kind of use the scientific method of eliminating those factors to see if that's contributing to my migraines. And it did help a lot. Like, I didn't get migraines during that time. So that was really interesting. Of course, it was super duper hard. But I think once you get used to it, once you kind of get rid of those two things, you don't crave them as much. I feel like the times that I start eating sugar like consistently, then I crave it even more. And then
I agree.
Away, you crave it even less. So, I mean, it is kind of like an we all know it's addicting. And I'm not sugar shaming anyone. I know it's, you know, it's hard to eliminate, but for me, my why was strong and it was hard. But I will say, I got to say this about the one goal for 100 days. There were days I messed up. There were days that did. But I kept going. So it's not one goal for 100 days in a row. It's one goal for 100 days. And so I just, you know, picked myself up when I messed up and kept going. And so it wasn't entirely consistent, but it was a combination of 100 days. And it was fascinating to see how it affected me, and how it affected me was less migraines and less cravings for the sugar. And I did lose a little weight too. So,
yeah. And sugar and flour are like the two highest inflammatory foods too. So, true. I mean, it makes total sense to me because my migraines are almost 100% gone. I have not had a take me down headache since I went gluten free. Except for the one time I had gone out to dinner with some folks, and you know, they bring out like that basket of fresh bread and it's warm.
So hard to resist.
And I'm like, okay, I know I'm gonna regret it, but I'm just gonna have a piece. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna have one more piece. So I had two little pieces of bread. And the next day I had such a headache and my joints ached. And I was like, yep, this is why we don't eat this.
Yes. Well, and you know what's great about that? I mean, here's what's great about those, like those days that we mess up, that we go off or whatever, is that it shows us the contrast, right? Yes. Like for you, it was like, oh, and that's why I need to continue, you know? And sometimes we just need that reminder of like why we're doing it, like remembering why we started, you know? So sometimes those hard days, those struggle days, those off days are, instead of being like, I'm a failure and like going down this shame cycle, right? We can just pick ourselves up and be like, I can do better tomorrow. I will say though, trying not to do it more than 2 days in a row, because then you're starting a new habit, right?
Yep. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about mindset too. So like you said, you start craving it less, and you know, in both our cases, this is food. And for me, my biggest hesitation to going gluten-free is I loved bread and pasta. Well, there are fabulous gluten-free pastas out there. Like your lentil and your chickpea actually have protein in them, where traditional pasta does not. And then as far as bread, gluten-free bread really does suck. I'm not going to lie. but I don't care anymore. I haven't had bread. Like, I don't even care about bread anymore. The exception to that is once in a while, like at an Italian restaurant, you'll see that really beautiful, crusty garlic bread. I'm like, oh, I really wish I could have it. But I know what I'm making. So like,
you know, that's an instant, it equals a headache.
If I ate that, I would feel like crap the next day. So I know that, but you know, some of it truly is mindset. Cause I've met people, they're like, yeah, I know that I'm gluten sensitive and I really should give it up, but I just love mm-hmm. bread so much. And I'm like, yeah. trust me, after about a month, maybe two, I didn't crave it anymore. I could care yeah. less about it. And she's like, oh, yeah. nope. I know I'm going to have bread.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's a mindset shift that you have to make. Mm-hmm. So totally. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So what part of the mindset do you want?
Well, I mean, just like how about? When you're doing this 100-day thing, you know, I'm sure you talk a lot about mindset and just shifting your mindset to do this one thing for 100 days.
Yeah. I think that's why I made it like a motivational journal, because like every day I wanted you to get a little like, it's kind of like Coach Kelly's in your pocket, you know, mm-hmm. cheering you on, encouraging you, because it is hard mentally. I mean, and that's why, you know, 92% of people quit their New Year's resolution. Like, right. There's literally a quitter's day. It's like January 14th or something.
Yes.
And it's the day that everyone quits their goal, because here's what happens, right? We all start out and we're like, this is going to be amazing. I'm so pumped up. I'm so fired up. I'm motivated right now. But then we get into it and we start realizing like, oh, wait, this is actually hard. Oh, wait, this is not as easy and exciting as I thought it would be. And that's where we have to focus on the commitment and the discipline more than motivation. Motivation is a myth. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't wait for the motivation. You have to be committed. You have to be disciplined. And that's why I like that this is, it's one goal, because you have to really think about and ponder like, what goal do I really want to focus on? And here's the thing, you might get into it for like a week. I have I talk about orientation week, and it's where you give yourself a prep week, like an orientation week, like they do at college, to kind of give yourself some time to adjust and even test it out and be like, is this the goal I really want to commit to? You know?
Right.
And I'll be honest, there have been goals. I mean, it, like my daughter and I, we were like, we're going to run a half marathon. We signed up for the San Diego half marathon. And we were so pumped for it. And then we started like practice, you know, running each day. And I was like, hold up. I'm supposed to run for like hours and hours a day. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. Like, I was like, wait a minute. I think I overshot on this one. I think this is, I am not that passionate about running. And I didn't want to devote that much time. I'm a busy mom. I have four kids. I run like a couple businesses. And I realized within that first week, and so did my daughter, that was like, wait a minute, we actually don't want to we don't want to do this. So I think it's okay to try something out and give yourself some grace that first week and be like, is this truly what I want to commit to? And then if you're like, wait a minute, this is not it. It's okay to like choose a different goal and start over, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the power comes in, it does come in those consistent days, in not breaking the chain. And that's why I recommend getting my tracker on kellyfrance.com, because it's literally, you print it off, you put it by, I've got it right by my toilet paper roll, so I see it all the time, so that you can literally just check off those days and not break the chain. Because once you break the chain, which sometimes we do, it's just easier to do it again, you know? So that's why I say, if you do break the chain, give yourself grace, but don't let it last for longer than 2 days, because then it's a new chain, right? So those are some things that kind of help you stay consistent and stay in the right mindset. And my journal kind of helps with that too. It's got all these inspirational testimonials and quotes and strategies to help you stay committed each day.
And I love the idea of that tracker, just having that visual thing.
Yeah.
And like, I'm the type, I write things on my to-do list so that I can cross it off. Like, I love the satisfaction of crossing it off.
Yes. I got to show you this one. This is my son. My youngest son, here's like one of his that he did for 100 days and he checked it off. And like, it's just so cute to see like even my kids participate in this. And they get, you know, it's about the small wins. I think so often as women, we don't count our wins, you know, and it's like those small wins that kind of give you that boost and give you that momentum to be like, oh my gosh, I'm working towards my goal. I'm working towards becoming this, this healthier human or this more disciplined person or whatever your goal is. And it just, you're focusing more on the action than the result. And I feel like that is what helped me, has helped me succeed towards so many of my goals is I just focused on like the daily action, just showing up for myself every day. And eventually, and sometimes it takes longer than you think, eventually you start seeing those payoffs.
Yeah. So let's talk just quickly about your book. So you've already said there's like, it's part journal, it's part inspirational stories. And then there's also like some guidance also, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I have, I've got strategies for starting, several strategies for like how to start and have success. And then I also have my 5 C's of success, that I share to kind of help you, you know, start off strong and get motivated, get ready to rock your goals. So those are some of the like strategies and tools that I give you to really, because my goal is to help other women achieve their goals and, you know, get out of their own way, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Kelly, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find you, and your website is kellyfrance.com, and that's Kelly with an I. And wherever you're listening, we have a clickable link in the show notes, but tell us a little bit about what we can find on your website and how to find your book.
Yes. I have a couple freebies. We have a quiz to see how mean your inner mean girl is and find your, confidence spirit animal. So we've got that. And then, I also have a free guide on 6 ways to drop kick your inner mean girl, because we all have one.
Yep.
She's there. She's living rent free in your head. And that's at kellyfrance.com/workbook. We've got the tracker that I mentioned. I have a 21 days to confidence course that's only $21, and you can get daily prompts and texts to help boost your confidence. I have a book club that you can, you know, a confidence boosting book club you can join. There's so many resources there to help you just get out of your own way and reach your goals and feel more confidence.
Awesome. And can we get your book on your website?
Yes. Yeah. My book is available at kellyfrance.com/book. And there's even book gifts, bonus gifts that you can get. When you can get it on Amazon and then go back to my website and get your book bonuses.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for being here today. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. And I just thank you so much for sharing with our listeners today.
Thank you so much for having me, Amy.
And thank you everyone for listening. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please consider leaving a 5-star review wherever you're listening to help others on their wellness journey discover this podcast. And also be sure to head to MidwestYogaLife.com and sign up to get in the know of all things going on at the magazine and the Midwest Yoga Conference. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you in the next episode.